416-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
Oh, I don't know how exciting it'll be. Hopefully that's up to you. Anything at all you want to say, discuss, share, advice, you want it, you need it, anything. 766-9370, it's how we start each and every day, sadly, here at 93.7 The River. This deal here, I know most people aren't going to give two shakes of a rat's tail on it, but it was all over the news last night, all three of the channels. And I'm just baffled by this, and I share this because so many people out there, the younger people, you know, everyone's trying to find a way, everyone wants a great job, everyone wants to make money, and typically, in this country, wrong or right, what do? They go to school. They got to get educated so they can go out and get great-paying jobs. Well, there's this damn thing called Brightwood College, okay, and they've got a campus here, they've got a campus in Modesto, they've got like 70 campuses throughout America. And
I never heard of it.
I hadn't either, and basically what it is, it's a nursing and technical or vocational school.
Okay.
So, and there's lots of these in and around that we've heard about for years around here in this area. So they come on the news yesterday, and all these students, they find out that they're closed. They show up yesterday, and they find out that tomorrow, officially, the campus is closing its doors.
For good?
For good.
What?
They're done. And the students are like, well, yeah, but I thought I was going to be a phlebotomist in 8 weeks, or I thought I was going to get this certificate and go out and work in the medical field in 8 weeks. I thought I was going to be doing this in 8 weeks. And they said, yeah, well, we thought so too, but see you later.
And well, graduation was in 8 weeks?
For most of the students in 8 weeks, they were going to have their certificates, their graduation, or their completion.
This is illegal. You cannot do. They had to have paid for it.
Oh, and people were on there saying, I spent $26,000. I spent $30,000, $35,000. This is a for-profit college company.
And they're medical.
Well, but here's the thing.
So I can't even imagine what. I don't even know tuitions would be. I don't know what a phlebotomist makes.
Well, I just told you what the tuitions were. Some paid $22,000, some paid $26,000, $30,000, depending on what accreditation they wanted or certificates they needed. Those are the prices they pay. And the college just said, well, sorry, when you show up here on Friday, we're done. We're closed. You can just hit the street, hit the bricks. You're out of here. And the students are like, well, what do I do? I didn't have a plan B because most college students, when they go to college, plan B is like, well, I don't know. Will I become a doctor? Will I become a dentist? Or C, will I become a, you know, nuclear physicist? Those are the plan A's and B's. The plan A and B doesn't ever account for college shutting down. And I just think it's so crappy and, like you said, illegal. How could a company be allowed to do this in 2018? And the kids, they don't know where to transfer. No one else is going to pick them up to finish out their 8 weeks. They're not going to get refunds on the tuition. They're just SOL.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
And my wife and I, they kept playing the story over and over last night. And I know nobody cares about this. It's not that big of a deal for your life as you're, you know, hustling and bustling to get to work.
Unless your kid goes there.
Yeah, unless your kid goes there. And a lot of these people, you know, they quit jobs so they could really lean into this career, and they wanted to better their lives. And the campus just says, yeah, we're done. And then come to find out,
there's no way that can hold water.
Oh, no. What do you mean holding water? They're done.
They have to give those kids back money. They've got to be able to at least.
That's why they're closing. They don't have money. And this thing's run by an equity firm out of Chicago.
I've never even heard of something like this.
And this is what else they've said. They said that they knew that they were teaching these kids things or lessons. They were giving them instructional on something they would never be able to apply because they weren't going to be accredited when they got out, and they were overcharging them.
And why wouldn't they be accredited when they got out?
Because the school wasn't teaching them what they needed for actual job placement. And they were in trouble.
The whole thing was a sham?
Not the whole thing, but they weren't as leveled up as they could have been if they went to other vocational schools. This whole thing was kind of a sham. They weren't giving the kids the true tools they needed. They were just sucking up the tuition. And the job placement was crap, too.
Was this an online college?
No, this was in person. No, it's an actual brick and mortar.
They had buildings.
Yeah, they had buildings, and they'd show up, and
what?
They'd actually have class, and they would do everything. And the kids were like, well, man, it's getting kind of tough to find jobs coming out of this Brightwood College. And then there was a big investigation. They found out the company was awful at what they taught.
And that's why it's shutting down ultimately.
And ultimately, yes. And it's just my thing is for the people that went through this and did this, you got to be bonded. You got to be insured. And someone out there has to absorb these remaining 8 weeks. to get these kids, you know, on their feet and on the workforce. It's just disgusting.
Well, in this country alone, that this can't happen, right? I mean, something must happen here.
And it has happened before to other vocational or trade oriented schools, and that's the whole thing. Is yeah, you got to have insurance. They have to be able to send these kids somewhere else. You can't just have a institution, whether it's good or bad or recognized or not, take people's money and then just shut down.
You can't keep the doors open for 8 more weeks.
No, they said they couldn't.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I know.
You they definitely have something here, these kids.
Yeah.
You definitely. They've got to get their money back. They've got to be able to get into another school.
It's a huge lawsuit, and I don't know what the hell is going to happen, but I just saw this, and I was like, you got to be kidding me that this is even a news story, and I guess I'm just getting old, and this stuff's important, but when you talk about just out and out, taking it in the shorts of fleecing, of America. Course. That's what this is.
Of course it's a news story. Think about this. What if this was Ohio State?
Sure.
Or Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Or Harvard.
Yeah.
Or
Stanford.
Like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
UC Davis.
All those kids are going to college with the same dreams and goals in mind as the kids that were going to Brightwood.
Yeah. You show up and you're like, yeah, what do you mean class is canceled? Yeah. The school's gone. You know what it's going to become? It's going to become a bar. It's going to become apartments, high rise.
I mean, this is third world country nonsense.
It shouldn't be happening. And again, I know nobody cares. We're not going to go on and on about it. It's just I saw it on the news, and it pissed me off to no end. And I feel bad for these kids that were duped like that, because here's the thing. America's not fair. Life's not fair. I get it. And you always need a plan B, even when you don't have a plan A. I understand. The tide can turn instantly, but there's got to be more protection.
I don't think you need to have a plan B when you're 8 weeks from graduating.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody's got a plan B when that's going on.
The plan B was, okay, I'll get my certificate, and then plan C is I'm going to start applying, and they're going to help place me into a job.
Yeah, plan B is how do I get through the last 8 weeks of any college kid's graduation.
2 months.
Is hell.
Yeah.
It is the probably hardest 8 weeks of your life.
It's ridiculous. So, all right, we'll get to fun stuff. Plus, it is a Thursday. Albert, check those before we go to music, just quickly. 766-9370.
I got to hope one of these kids aren't somebody that went to the school.
Yeah, you know. And you could see them. There are a lot of young women. There were some guys there, you know. They're young people either trying to repair their lives and get back on track and actually do something, or they were young kids wanting a fresh start and to get out into the workforce. And you start talking about $22,000, $26,000, $30,000 worth of tuition. That can be life-changing or ruining for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So anything, Albert, or I'm going to play Robert Palmer. Yeah, good. We got something here. Let's go to you, sir. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys because I had the same situation happen to me not once, but twice.
What do you mean, in college?
Yeah, I had two different technical schools close on me, and my certificates weren't worth the paper they were printed on.
No way.
Well, without giving names, were these local schools? What were they?
Yes, they were.
And what kind of vocational were they? Was it tech? Was it medical? What was it?
One was technical, the other one was IT.
Okay.
Wow, no way.
And these were local campuses that I'm sure people have heard of. Again, I don't want the names because I don't know if your story's legit. I'm not saying it's not. So you went, you paid the money, you did the classes, and then what happened? They just couldn't find you a job, or what they had taught you and the certificate you had earned was worthless?
The first one, the certificate, was worthless because it didn't teach me what I needed to learn.
So okay. You paid for it, you graduated, you got out of school, you got your certificate.
Thought you were going to go get a job.
Showed up at a place to get a job, and they told you you'd been taught crap, and the paper that thing was on was worth more than your certificate.
Yeah, it says here you're skilled in repairing Commodore 64s. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but like kids are using different machines now. Is that what it was?
Well, I went for refrigeration and air conditioning.
Okay.
And they weren't giving me the hands-on practical knowledge I needed to work in the field.
What did it cost you?
First one was about $33,000.
Jesus Christ.
God.
And so you never ever, with that first one, you never ever found a job in that field that you went to school for?
No, I went to work for two different companies, and I ended up working in the warehouse because my skills weren't at the level to be out in the field.
Okay, so then you go back to a second trade school. What did that cost you?
$45,000.
Jesus. Oh, my God, you spent $100,000 on schooling?
Well, 70-some-odd, yeah. I mean, that's insane. And what are you doing now? Did you take that second schooling and put it to work?
No, the second schooling closed before I could finish.
So what is this? This thing we're talking about with this Brightwood and all that. Is this a thing with these trade campuses?
Did you get your money back?
No, I'm still dealing with the federal government trying to get my student loans,
Let me ask you this. Are they still expecting you to pay your student loans off right now? Are you still expected to send in your monthly checks?
Yeah.
Yeah, God, you gotta be kidding me.
Because the school, they send it off to debtors, to creditors, and they don't care what it is. They just see it as money owed, so they're the ones chasing him down now.
So it's not the money owed on a product he didn't get.
Yes. Did not get a job. And here's the thing.
I wouldn't pay it.
A lot of these places, I would not pay that. If you read the small print, I bet they don't guarantee repayment or job placement. They just say that we're going to do our best, and a lot of people don't read the small print. There's got to be protections in here, or else this would not be happening at the level that it is. There's just no way. It's not legal.
These things have to operate on such a different scale than where I went to school.
Well, yeah, but you went to a university. You went to a legit college. You went to Ball State.
These are supposed to be legit colleges.
Well, they are, but
kids are going to them thinking that they're going to get placed and get it. I mean, that should be a legitimate, even if it's a junior college, that should be legitimate.
Well, no, these aren't even junior colleges. These are for-profit. These have nothing to do with the UC or the state level of schooling. These are just vocational trade-oriented schools that are private companies.
Yeah,
what were you going to say?
They're private technical. My cousin went to a private technical. It was Hill College that went under.
Okay.
And just to let people know, when it does go under, you can file with the federal government to get your loans...
washed
away, because that school, if the school did something that was not
unethical,
unethical, not legal, because Hill College apparently did stuff that was not ethical, not legal. They bumped up their acceptance rates or the job placement rates.
Okay.
They bumped up their job.
They fudged the numbers, saying they job placed more than they actually did.
Yeah, they fudged a lot of numbers. So they was swindling a lot of kids into thousands, and my cousin was one of them. And you could just, you have to do your due diligence in order to get it.
What do you do if you're a kid, though, and you want to get a job, and you want to go vocational, you've been a waitress or whatever, you've had some kids, you're 20s, you're later 30s now, you want a second start. What do? You get on Yelp? I mean, do you talk to previous students? Where do you go to find out if a company's legit? How do you, better business bureau?
It's hard.
College.
It's hard, because the only way that they find out that these colleges are not doing what they're supposed to do is when they do an audit. And an audit's not every year,
And then they can fudge those numbers, too.
Yeah, so.
Jesus.
It's tough.
It's a shame. It's illegal, and hopefully something happens. I appreciate that call. Let's go to Sam. Sam, good morning. Hey,
good
I'm telling
morning,
you, this
dog. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Sam.
Sounds like it's happened to quite a few people. Yeah. It sounds like a common practice. What's up?
It really is. My girl works for the state of California, and that's what she deals with, is all school closures. And not only are these people closing down schools, but they're reopening new schools. And here's another thing. She has been in on a sting operation, not her personally, but the state of California, where the owner of the school was actually paying students an extra couple thousand dollars for them to get their certificates, which of course that certificate wasn't going to be no good when they got it.
So he's not going off of grading or how they performed. He was going up to them, bribing them, saying, "Hey, I'll get you a great job or your certificate early or whatever if you give me some extra money. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours." And even though these certificates were garbage.
Right. And not only that, you got to imagine that at the point that the owner of the school knows that it's going to close, they're trying to pump up the enrollment.
Because they want to suck in as much money as they can to repay debt before they shut the doors.
Yeah, you'll see the fake facade be put on, and it'll start looking like the college is just hammering.
Come on now.
The only thing is, like he was saying, you do have some avenues to go check.
They have some netting. They
back.
Have some federal netting to help people out.
And you can go to the state, and state has, that's what she does. The state has a whole department on helping these kids but get their money back.
Think about this, though, Sam, and that's good that there's some type of netting for them, some type of protection. But these people, if they've got kids, they're young, you know, they've got babysitters, they're transitioning, they're going to school, they're working little jobs. You know it's going to be a big mountain of mess trying to get that money repaid by the government. And what do they do in the meantime?
Oh, they're not going back to school for a long time.
Just for the listeners.
Stupid.
Just for the listeners. A lot of these kids don't know. When there is a school closure, the state of California goes in there and they perform a school closure. And what they do at the closure is they inform the students of all of their options, whether it be money back, transferring credits, transferring money to other places. And a lot of times the shame is a lot of these students don't know it and they don't go, you know. So a lot of these students,
they just kind of dust themselves off and think, I have nothing else to do now. We got to start over.
Exactly. And what ends up happening is then you have a time frame for which you are eligible to receive these funds back or to.
So a lot of kids don't know what they have coming and they just lose it.
Well, later on down the line, they don't lose it. They're still going to get charged for these schoolings because the school's going to come after them. And
that's wrong.
Come after for the money.
That's wrong. Come on, man. This is America. This is California. Way better than that. This should not be happening. I appreciate.
There's got to be an early warning sign to the kids. I mean, I did not take anything serious when I was in college, but I was at least watching the ones that graduated. To see where they were land, especially in my field.
Did you graduate from Ball State?
Yeah.
You graduated.
I did, absolutely. I graduated with honors from Ball State.
Which no one can believe.
But you start to see where they go. And
a lot of people think Joe went to Ball Gag State.
Yeah, well, that happened too.
The Gimp College.
Where internships are landing and where jobs are being taken. And you start to see where kids are getting placed. And if they're not getting placed within good companies. And
yeah, you would think it would ripple through and people would figure it out. Like, hey, Carla, she didn't get that nursing job. You would think people would know.
There's no internships to get. There's nowhere to, you know, I mean.
Well, this is vocational.
Keep an eye out for that as you guys are going through.
This was vocational, though, too, because these people are paying for and wanting to get this studying done because they want to work. They want job placement. This isn't to go out and do interning. They're spending big money so they can get out of class and go work.
They should have had an even clearer picture
path,
then.
Yeah. Eric, it says here your wife went to Brightwood. What's up?
Oh, you're kidding me.
She took and went to school there, and they go to school for, 2 months, and then they do intern for a month in the hospital. She was at the hospital and she was sick, and the doctor at the hospital admitted her, said, you need to be admitted. And Brightwood then said she missed her intern time and wouldn't let her make it up and failed her on that semester. Then they turned around and wanted her to pay to do the semester over when she already passed the schoolwork, and all what she had to do was donate time to the hospital.
Wow. So there was all kinds of shifty stuff going on. Is she working now in the medical field?
Yes.
Okay, she's a survivor. She's one of the lucky ones.
Well, yeah. Yeah, man. But she was in the medical field before she went. She went to get higher credentials.
Okay, so she wanted to level up. Yeah, which is what a lot of people probably do, too.
But they did. They did teach her a lot of good stuff.
Fair. That's fair. That's fair that, you know, and again,
so
I don't.
So, did it go downhill possibly then towards the end? Or?
They started getting greedy. There was financial trouble. They were dipping into the coffers and they were running out of money, so they started taking advantage. I don't know what happened, but all I got to say is in 2018, this should not be going on in the state of California.
Not even close.
It pisses me off. It's wrong. And sorry if we bored you, but I found it interesting because it's so corrupt and criminal, and it's such a duping that I think it deserved the time we gave it.
Well,
so.
In this day and age, there's a lot of people that probably urge their kids to take schools like this instead of a university. If you can get out and get right into a field where you can make some good money, that's a great route to take.
It is. It absolutely is. You know. All right, we'll get into Thursday stuff. Bunch of stuff to get to and pay attention to this.